Sandra
Allen. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sandra Adams. For the first time since August 2012, we're having two full moons this month. And the first is tonight, which is July the 1st. Then it will happen again on July 31st. We will talk with Black Man Clay about how instrumental he was in setting up the full moon parties in Tucson, Arizona, and focus on his CD, The Black Man Clay Show, which won the Hometown Music Award. Tonight's show is going to be a lively one, and we have Black Man Clay on air now.
Hello,
hi, Black Man Clay.
Hello,
how are
Sandra.
You?
I'm doing
have you
fine.
Checked out the full moon tonight?
It is so beautiful. It's kind of clouded here in Tucson, but it's so beautiful. We got sort of like a golden glow of the moon. It's like it's gold.
And yes, it does.
Yeah, it looks like it's a golden moon tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to send out special effects.
Yeah, there's going to be another one July 31st. It's a special.
Yeah, it's the July we have two in this month. This is called the Blue Moon. Yeah.
You're very, why don't we start the show with some music?
Okay, then.
It right now. I have the perfect view of the moon.
Oh, is that right?
In between, yes, I'm sitting right outside in the backyard holding this broadcast.
Well, how can you be? I bet it's just very beautiful. And
it
where
is.
You live, you may be a little bit on a higher terrain than we are.
Yes, we're at a high elevation, so it's really dark. Dark. It's not that we don't have a whole lot of city lights here.
It's
a pure residential neighborhood set in the hills.
Yeah.
The
I
old, yeah, the old historic California ranch land. Now, you've been instrumental in setting up the full moon parties in Tucson, Arizona, which has become pretty much of a social movement. How did that get started?
Well, in 83, that's when the late Christa Keller, joined up with John Holliday and Dave Holliday together, and then we started drumming around Tucson. Now, at that time, the late Christa Keller, she was running every full moon, they would get together. She would get together with a bunch of other ladies, and there was no man involved at that time until she met up with John Holliday and Dave Holliday and myself, and then she started inviting us to the full moon jams. So we set it up that every full moon, just like a lot of other people. Yeah, I heard in Chicago, it's really every full moon, people don't miss it, that we gather together and have a bonfire and drums and any other instruments that anybody wants to bring. And we call it the Full Moon Jam of Tucson. You know, and as soon as we elected the name One Heartbeat Arts Group, then we just sent out the information all over Tucson that every full moon we'll gather at a late Christa Keller's house, and we'll do drumming at a bonfire. So it's been happening ever since. It's 1983, I think, we started. And the late Christa Keller passed in 2007, I think she passed away. And we're still going at it now. And even though I'm retired from the One Heartbeat Arts Group, the members are still carrying it on. And they're staging a gathering tomorrow where all the members, many members that want to come, they'll gather together and build a bonfire and do some wild dancing and things like that.
Do you want to play some music about kind of like how you would do it at a full moon gig?
Well, everybody got a trip, you know. Everybody must make that trip, whether they like it or not. We'll be tripping through the universe. Hey, we'll be tripping through the universe, and the drums will be going tick 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 tick. Bar dancers, ladies, you know, dressed in their nice long just gowns and carrying sticks with fire burning on it and jumping and marching around the fire. So everything is high energy. wonderful moon. Yes, indeed. That's just
okay.
Some of the things.
Tripping Through the Universe, that was on your CD. That was, isn't that your title song?
Yeah, that's your title
your
song.
Your CD, The Black Man Clay Show?
Right. It's a CD that the great, I call him the great Eric Hayes. I call him high myself because he's that high. We put together the CD, Tripping Through the Universe. And I'm thinking that you may be able to find it if you Google blackmanclay.com, and you might be able to bring it up. And
I brought up the award. You won the Hometown Video Award in 2008, July the 9th in Washington, D.C. That was cool. So they play it to this day in New York City.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they continuously play it. They were still playing it there, too.
Runaway Slave is on that album. One of First Flight. That was a very, very great surprise to me. The Black Play Show was dealing with different songs that Eric and I would write. And then the Revolution is going on, and it's on that particular CD. And I'm thinking Funky Finger was on that CD.
Oh, yeah, Funky Finger. Everybody loves that one. The kids love it, everybody. That was a funny.
They had a chance to see that DVD?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We played all the
great.
Time.
That was pretty good. So I was really fucking that the people voted that in to be the best DVD for the access television stations. And that was one of my surprising things that we would be working with, and then it came up number one in 2008. It was a pretty good take, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because there's a lot of seriousness to it, and it's really fun watching it and learning. So it's a mixture of fun, historic, and the way you guys did Runaway Slave was just beautiful. So it wasn't offensive or anything, and the children really loved that. And I think that was one of the favorite songs for my older grandchildren. Run, run, let's run away, slave. Sing it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sing it.
Supposed to be a true story about my great-grandson. Yeah. Run, run, run. Back, man, crew. Run, run, run. Black man Clay, run, 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 run as fast as you can, run away, slave. Don't let the cat had it catch you. In those days, there was people who would track them down with bloodhounds and horseback, and they'd run the slaves down that was running away, and the ones that got caught, they was brought back to the slave camps. And they didn't kill you, but they put 40 or 50 lashes on your bare back. And leave you as an example, that's what usually happens to a runaway slave. But then, as long as you could make it above that Mason-Dixon line, the Mason-Dixon line was the line that divided the free states and the slave states. And then once you got above that line, and he was home free. And that was the Choctaw Indians that took in the slaves, and they would join the Indian tribes. So my great-grandfather was the one runaway slave that J. joined up with the Choctaw Indians, and it went from there. And from there, you know, my great-grandmother had to be Choctaw Indian, and she had a child who was my mother's mother. So my mother's mother was my grandmother, and then her mother was the Choctaw Indian that took in my great-grandpa. And you know, he had to get together with the other people at the slave camp, so they would give him a little food off of that plate to fatten him up a little bit. Run, 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 black man clay, run away slave, the patty will catch you, don't let them catch you. Even when they catch you, they'll make an example out of you. So run. So he made it. I tell you, that's part of my bloodline, I guess. My great-great-grandfather.
I'm playing a little bit of it in the background. Can you hear it?
Oh, a little bit. Turn it up a little bit.
Okay. Let me see if I can get this volume up. Oops. Okay. Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it. I'm glad you got a copy of that.
Yeah, what I really like about this video is you apply it to today's individuals and the slave that's within each and all of us that wants to get free. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what Bob Marley said. You feel like you're enslaved, run. You know, run to your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the better place. Better than to be enslaved.
Hmm.
But I'm glad that you had the DVD. I didn't know if you had it or not.
Yeah.
But, do you have that CD with the Children of the Teachers?
No, I don't.
Children of the Teachers, watch them. You will learn from what they do. Listen to them. And then I predicted that within 50 years I'll be a black president. But it came before the time was up.
Oh, yeah?
With Barack Obama. Yeah. And if he has a certificate of the university, it should be on there. It's the Children of the Teachers.
Yeah, I think that one is on there. It's on.
Yeah.
It's on the Black Man Clay show.
It is the Children
CD. Yeah, that's one that Austin was on with, right? I think. Let's see. So we have, let's see how much time we have left. We have 8 minutes left. What should we talk about?
Well,
I know what we can talk about. The Calling All Souls. Let's hear about that one.
Yeah. Anyway, every year we have a All Souls procession. You know, that all the people, it's honoring the people that has deceased, members of your family, friends, people that you don't even know, but all of the deceased people.
Well, not that, but you're saying, when you say you are calling all souls, all the Hawaii people are gathering now, what is it that you are saying?
The song came to me during one of those parades, and then we started out marching, and I started out saying, "Call all souls." Front and center, young and old, calling all souls. That means all the souls living and dead.
I get it. So that started when you were doing the All Souls Possession.
Yes, and I was marching along with the rest of the people that I was yelling out, calling all souls. Calling all souls. Front and center, young and old, babies too. So much things to say, so much things to do, so many things we must talk about. So. So, front and center, young and old, come on. We need your help, you can do. If you're not here, we need your help. Calling our souls, young and old. So much things to do, so much things to say. So many things we must talk about. Like, we all got to come together as one people, because we all one heartbeat. So, come on, souls, come together, young and old. Come together now, calling our souls, talking to you and you, you and you and you and you and you, and you too. So, the words just flowed. While I was marching that parade, and I was singing to the top of my voice, and a lot of people joined in with me while I was singing. So, calling all souls, front and center. I don't know if that song is that particular song on the CD?
No, I don't think it's on the CD.
I think what we got to have to do is we have to have Ava go through all the tunes that didn't get on the CD, and then I was in the process of making another CD and adding all those songs that's not on the CD so people can hear them. I mean, people, that they could hear the CD tripping through the universe, but I'm thinking I got enough songs laying on the side that the public at large haven't heard yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that's in the making. That we can
okay,
get
that
to.
Would be a good idea. Now I want to work on doing a CD with your seven principles on it too. So
okay,
let's figure out how to get that to music.
Is the idea now still trying to do some music?
Yeah, Isaiah is making his own music using his laptop. So I asked him to be instrumental in putting some lyrics, well, putting some music behind your lyrics.
That
and
be
then,
good.
Yeah.
And if he wants to change his words, he can change them around just so they can fit his.
Right.
His delivery, maybe. I'd be glad to, send him my part of it to a CD.
Well,
I can sing.
I think maybe an MP3 player. What I can do is I have an MP3 player, a digital recorder. So I'll be going out there probably in August, so we can do some recording then. And then
that'd
we can picture
good.
Voice.
I can sing a lot of stuff in a cappella.
And then
he can just figure out the rest of the music behind it.
Right.
It's like Dennis Watkins, he wrote a beautiful song that I sing all the time, and it's called The Friends. And let's see if I can phase it on out. wings to fly. And babies need their tears to cry. A church needs a bell to ring. And the trees need the wind to sing. Guess what I'm trying to say? Everybody needs a friend. And you may need one too. Everybody needs a friend. And now I need you to be my friend. Time now in this world we live in, we must now befriend one another, spread love unto each other, and most of all, hard to do, but forgive one another. I say this day, friends, everybody needs a friend. Now I need you.
That was beautiful.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Yeah. I have an embed code that you can put all of these broadcasts on your website, the one that Ava's working on, and also on your Facebook page. So I'll send you that embed code so everybody can just go to your Facebook page and they can click on all the episodes that they did not hear. So,
okay.
10 seconds.
That's pretty cool.
I just found that out today. So we're signing out now, and stay tuned next week.
All right, then. Bye-bye now. Love you, too. Bye-bye.